Choke it out, man.
President Bush says something. 9th of October 2006, this is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. District of Columbia, America with a K. Speaking from an AP wire shack in the Beltway, George W. Bush commented that liberal terror continues to terrify. In a speech to syndicate cabal leaders, he said, quote, liberal terror continues to terrify our great nation from the attacks on conservative values by North Korea's nuclear development grannies, unquote. Oh, Jesus, excuse me a second, goddamn frogs. Got a 45 Desert Eagle around here somewhere just for such an occasion. Sons of bitches. There we go. Ooh, one down. Ooh, that one exploded. Yep, last one. One more. Dead. All right. Back to the news. Via the vibrations of the air, which the president produced, and various apparatuses, or is it apparati? To say, whatever, of those within earshot, the signal was relayed to those concerned. Following the statement, prominent press members proceeded to quote what the president said verbatim, then draw unquestioning conclusions about the state of the world from it. This statement was a condemnation, one inner press member said. Others variously described it as a call to rally or an exaltation. It has already been printed in several news publications, sparking reading. Bush's statement instantly changed the very fabric of the universe, as well as the direction of the winds of change. Tearing it apart piecemeal throws blame and ignominy, on several parties. Namely, terrorist liberals, the great USA, unquestionable conservative values, the evil, uncompromising, fat, murderous North Koreans, and grannies. Shameless omnidirectional hate provoker Sandy Snake Oil screamed at the bottom cameraman, quote, you just can't print what people say. You have to give perspective and an unbiased analysis of, quote, unquote, then the cameraman ran away. Kim Jong is ill. There is no word yet on whether liberals will start causing terror. And Noam Chomsky was not reached for comment. Press Secretary Cam Gray helped reporters flesh out their agenda. George Bush is currently on a lunch break, and he is expected to cause another news story when he speaks again. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.